You're gonna notice that the sound quality of this particular episode is much better than most of the previous ones. And that is because I'm recording from my home in Lawndale, California. And I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to this podcast, the uber popular podcast that no one is talking about. That's what I put on my bio, on my IG bio, when I put down "What Would Will Smith Do?" the podcast. That cat cries funny. Or meows really funny. But anyhow, it's Martin Luther King Day. And I've been listening to A Course in Miracles, as I've mentioned before. I believe I mentioned that on the last episode. I've been listening to the original Course in Miracles. I believe it's the original one. There's a free audiobook on Spotify, by that title, A Course in Miracles. And I'm telling you, there's moments when I'm just blown away with what's being said. I'm listening to it very casually and sort of in the background, so I need to get either a hard copy, go through it again, listen to it again, take notes. And I'm really cannot wait to record some episodes going over, the course, if you will. I would like to go over the course. Tao Te Ching is still my favorite philosophy of all time, but A Course in Miracles might be my new second favorite. I don't know what the last second favorite one was. But anyhow, what was it today that I was listening to? I really want to give you something concrete, but what did she say? I was trying to go back to it and find it, and I couldn't find it. But I just remember thinking, like, this is amazing. I rewound it. What's past tense of rewind? I rewinded it. And I was trying to, and I listened a couple times, but then I tried to find it again once I got to the gym, and I couldn't find it. Let me see if I can recall what she was saying, which I thought was like, oh, I'm like, I can't wait to share that with you guys. I was going to play it on the podcast, and then so you guys can hear it. Maybe I'll do it on the next episode. And then, but it was just something very profound. Wow. Damn it. This really sucks. A lot of incredible things been happening. I had a rough night. I got some bad news last night regarding a family member, and I didn't act right. I sort of walked away from the news. I felt horrible the next morning, and then I'll add on top of that I'm getting sick, and I had a hangover. I've been good at not drinking, but yesterday I really wanted to go out, and I'm glad I did. I had a lot of fun. The Rams were playing. I wanted to catch the game out at a bar, and just I always meet people. I always go alone, and then I end up talking to people, and I was talking to this couple, and they were just amazing. This Hispanic guy and this black lady, and they were like really, like, we were just getting along. Everything we talked about comedy. We talked about, it was just cool. Watched most of the game at that bar, then moved to a different bar. So anyhow, great night. Glad I went out, even though I don't have the money and I shouldn't and all that stuff. But I hadn't, at that point, I hadn't had a drink in in a week. And then earlier that week, I was on that 3-day fast. So I sort of felt like it was okay to do that. Like, that was a reasonable thing to do. Anyhow, I woke up this morning, feeling really crappy, though. I was in a dark place. Actually, at night, for some reason I kept waking up in the middle of the night, and I've been having these negative dreams, not nightmares, but just like not pleasant dreams, and I was so sick and tired of it. At some point, I think it was like 4 a.m. I woke up at 4 a.m. And like I was just so tired of these negative dreams. So I did something that was very unusual. I forced myself to be positive, to just feel good about myself, the future, and just like I just forced it. I never had to force that because it was always easy to be positive for me, to think positive, to believe positive, be naive. This time it's getting harder and harder to do that. I'm just stuck in this negative place and very hard to think positive, but I just forced it. And sure enough, fell asleep and had some good dreams, and there you go. And then I woke up, you know, even though I had some positive dreams, I sort of made that happen. This morning sort of felt like it sort of felt like I wasn't gonna do it. I wasn't gonna go to the gym. I was gonna be a bum. Like between getting sick, feeling a little bit sick. It's not like I'm feeling like 20% sick of an actual full blown flu or whatever, COVID. I think it might be COVID. I don't know. But like I only feel like 20% of the full blown symptoms. And you know, I was gonna go to the beach, force myself to go to the beach, you know, record an episode, etc. But then I changed my mind at almost instantly. I was like, no, I gotta go on the offense with this, you know, this negative thinking, depressing thinking. I'm gonna go to the fucking gym. I'm gonna fucking go and I'm gonna work out. And I went, put in an hour of cardio, 5 minutes on the treadmill to warm up at a speed of 9, whatever that is. And what's that called? Then I go on the Stairmaster for 35 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. And then the remaining amount, 25 minutes, I went on the bike. So, and I sweat super easy. So I'm like drenched in sweat. I'm just like, it's just pouring down. Like when I do cardio, it's because I sweat super easy. No other reason. It's not because I work out so hard. It's because I sweat super easy. And so I'm done. And then I lifted a little bit of lifting, not much, but I, you know, extra 10 minutes, 20 minutes of lifting. Cause I've been trying to add a little bit to my workouts. Like, try to add 1%, 5% as much as you can to your workouts, and whenever you can. And that's what I did. I was gonna do cold plunge after that, but there were no towels, so go figure. So by the way, I have the Bucks and Eagles playing in the background. It's the wild card game. I'm still new to football, but I'm loving it. So anyhow, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, even though the feeling, the place I was in the morning before the workout, this workout really fucking made me stronger. Like, even doing the workout, I just started realizing, I started feeling the benefit of it. Like, the positive effect it has on me. And it changed my mental state. It went from a negative to a positive state. And I sort of felt like I'm on the offense. I'm going on the offense. And I guess I was talking to my friend about this, and I was saying that it's really all about those moments that you really don't want to do something and you do it. It ends up being the most beneficial. So going on the offense, fighting back against negativity, depression, and fuck that. I'm not going to give in to... No, fuck that. I'm not going to give in to my negativity. I'm not going to let my ego, fear-based thinking, prevent me from entering the kingdom of heaven, a place of love. I'm not going to do that. I've been there. I'm going to go back there, and I'll do whatever it takes. You know, I'll work extra hard. I'll fight back, but I'm not going to just give in to negativity, and then that's my decision. That's my intent, and that's what I'm going to do. So, anyhow, being sort of a couch potato right now, but that's really like, that's after, it's 7 p.m. I sort of put in my work during the day, I think I'm okay to just chill now. What else? But I wish I remember what that Course in Miracles thing was. Let me see. Maybe I can pull it up. Maybe I can find it. I don't know if you guys want to, you know, just stay on while I do this. I mean, yeah, I guess just stay on, okay? So let me see. Are you guys still there? Okay, yeah, I see the recording symbol. All right, here we go. Trying to pull up. Does it cancel the recording if I pull up Spotify? No. Check off. Okay, so let's see.
The temple of the Holy Spirit, where devotion to Him replaces healing, is the result of using the body solely for commented or sick interpretation. Mind extends itself. It does not stop at the body. Full of blocks, then, is the only way to guarantee help and healing. Help and healing are the normal expressions of a mind that is working beyond it, will induce illness by fostering separation, used for anything else. Separate. How can you do both simultaneously with the same thing? Because making bum just learning situation to since thought is not physical, reality drawn them from Him. Let no son of God remain hidden for His name's sake, because His name is yours. The Bible says the word or thought was
okay. I couldn't find it. Like at one point, I thought I remembered. It was just so spot on. Anyways, I don't even know if what I found would be useful to you or might be as enlightening to you as it was for me, because these things are sort of relative to you and where you are in your timeline. So, yeah, but I still thought it was very profound. If I find it again, I'll share it with you guys, maybe in the next episode. No one is listening, by the way. I'm still going to continue recording. That's part of my, you know, my philosophy is why not? You know, I was thinking today, like, it's amazing how, and I mean, I'm sure it's for good reason, but maybe why not change it if possible? What's that called? I want to cut out the people give motivational speeches. There we go again. People give great motivational speeches. They motivate, have great philosophies to share with the world, motivate people after obviously they have accomplished something, they've gotten somewhere. They went through the darkness, they got somewhere, they overcame it, and then they share what they learned. And they're very confident, very happy, and they share it with joy, and which is great and beautiful. But I always thought that something was off about that. I always thought that I want to hear from the person who is struggling, who is in the midst of the struggle. And I want to believe that I want to hear these philosophies from that person. I also like to believe that I want to also see that person actually get out of the darkness. I don't want to just hear from them and then, you know, they don't make it. They, you know, God forbid, you know, just, you know, end up committing suicide or some shit. Sorry, I guess I went dark there. But my point is, I do want to hear from people in the midst of their all is lost moment, their complete darkness, their, like, where they're completely, utterly lost. And I want to see them get out of it, because I feel like that is worth more than the talk after you got somewhere. So I don't know. So that's partially why I'm doing this. You know, I'm in the worst place mentally. I don't know why. There's nothing there physically concrete to back up that I feel bad, honestly. But I do resist, I do fight back, and I will get out of this no matter what it takes, whatever it takes, as Imagine Dragons would say, would sing. Great song. So here we are, right? You know what? You're probably thinking, get to the 50 rule of Stoicism there, buddy. Okay, a little bit less talking about other things besides the title of this episode. Let's touch on the title of this episode. So, where were we? So the last thing, that the last rule we went over was... can't believe the Buccaneers are beating the Eagles. Let's see if it stays that way. I think the Detroit Lions might actually make the Super Bowl. Eminem has been posting about it. Has been wishing for it like crazy on Instagram. And Detroit sort of deserves it too. So let me see. Where the hell is my podcast? Rule 48. The obstacle is the way. And sorry guys, I think I sort of misspoke slightly about this rule last time. I sort of talked about the obstacles on the way, not in the way. The obstacle is the way. I mean, what I said is still true, on the way versus in the way, but I should have focused more about the obstacle the obstacle is the way. I guess it's just another way of phrasing what I said on that episode. Anyhow, rule 49, we're almost done. Can you believe it? Almost done with these 50 rules of Stoicism. Where is it? Every time I say I should have to like do something. Obviously not a quarter in a coin. A quarter in a coin. Is that really what I just said? Wow. A quarter in a jar. Obviously that's not what I'm talking about. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. If you guys were listening, you could give me some suggestions as to what I could do. So maybe somebody could count how many times I said on the podcast, and then that many times I have to do something. I don't know. Something like that. Burpees, maybe? Something more difficult. So if I said 40 times during an episode, 48 burpees, that's a lot. Actually, maybe burpees is a good way to go. Okay, anyways, 49, two more to go. Ego is the enemy. Ego is the enemy. I disagree. Listening to A Course in Miracles, you don't treat the ego. I don't know if I understood that correctly. I mean, that's the way I would. I don't know if that's actually the Course in Miracles would say. I shouldn't speak on behalf of the Course in Miracles because that would be ridiculous. I barely listen to it, and I'm listening to it passively. But the way I look at it is ego is not the enemy. Honestly, I think ego is the thing that you need to get to know, be aware of. And I do believe that the ego can play a role in somebody's life story, in a positive way, that is. So I don't know if I would say ego is the enemy. Ego is, there's like listening to A Course in Miracles now. It's ego, which is fear-based, and then there's God's way, love. And I've been in an ego state most of my life, and briefly in God's state for a period of time. Kingdom of Heaven, if you will. Trying to go back there. And so ego is not the enemy, because God would not create an enemy like that inside of you. Although I have described the battle within, I've described that we all fighting the same war, but just each one individually on the inside. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, war has opponents, has enemies, and are you fighting ego? You're not fighting ego per se. You're fighting if God would not hate anybody, he doesn't have any enemies. He or she or they don't have an enemy. It's ridiculous to think that God created challenges, created obstacles maybe, and ego is sort of like the thing that you're supposed to not choose as your leader, I guess. Don't lead with your ego. Lead with love. Be love. Just saw that on the helmet of the football players. Be love. Don't just practice love. Be love. Become love. And when you become love, you don't hate the ego. You don't. The ego is not the enemy. You sort of work with it. And I think I'm distracted a little bit. But let me see. I wonder if Ryan Holiday has an article that goes with this rule, because this rule is clickable. It's a link, so let me click on it. Where does it link to? Oh no, it links to the book. Let me see. Yeah, so anyhow, I don't know what to tell you. What I'm trying to say is, don't lead with an ego. I mean, ego is not a good thing. It's not something that you should, you know, you should just blindly live with, because that's the whole point of life, is to like realize like, oh, you know, a lot of ego is resistance, ego is fear, ego is small, ego is false, ego is a lie, ego is ego is not helpful, ego is not ego doesn't improve your life, ego hurts you, ego is pain, ego is suffering. And but again, the whole idea of enemy per se, I don't know about. It's just more like, because once you're in God's realm and you're love, you don't have time to hate, and you don't have time to have enemies. You don't have any enemies, not even your ego. Ego is sort of going to be there in the background, floating around, and sort of like it's there, but it doesn't. It can't bother you. It can't affect you, because you're love, and even ego is powerless to love. Ego wants to attack you, wants to come after you, but because you're love, it, you know, it can't. So I hope this is useful, and I wish I could remember what Course in Miracles, the thing that I read in Course in Miracles that I really thought, excuse me, I'm yawning, that I really thought was really profound. What was it? Damn it, I'm like really curious. I need to go like back up like maybe a good 5 minutes in that book and just start listening from that point on to make sure I don't miss it again. There goes the again. That would be another burpee, right? So I don't know. There's so many things I wanted to share, and then when it comes time to recording, I don't remember. And there's these realizations, profound realizations that I felt were profound, like, that I had aha moments that I felt like, oh my God, this would be so useful to you guys, blah 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 blah. And then guess what? I forgot them. So anyhow, one of the things I'm trying to say on this episode that I'm trying to push for is also for sometimes if you don't feel like thinking positive or optimistically, just do it briefly. That helps, because you know, sometimes we don't want to think about, like, oh, I'm not in the mood to think positive. I just can't do it right now, etc., etc. And but what's that called? Just do it briefly. And when you tell yourself, oh, just for 1 minute, I'm gonna think like these crazy things, like, what if I get to make, you know, $1 million a year as a salary? What if I do get to live in that house in Hermosa Beach or Malibu or wherever? What if I do get to marry this, you know, a drop dead gorgeous kind woman? What if I do drive that Mercedes-Benz S-Class that I always, you know, dreamed about? So just, like, live in that world for a little bit. And something really interesting will happen, I bet you, if you can pull it off, if you can realistically think about it. Something really interesting will happen, which is that things will sort of open up. Things will sort of, like, you'll get messages. Things will happen where, like, it will support you all of a sudden in those dreams. So that's my theory. So go test it out, because you have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Ooh, was that good? You know what? I'm going to leave you with that. How about that? It's a good place to stop. Thanks for listening. Be aware of your ego, which is everything fear-based. Don't think small. If you're not joyous, you're not within the kingdom of heaven. You're not living in God's world. So be joyous. And if you're not joyous, then something is wrong. You're supposed to. Happiness is our natural state. Joy is something where we're supposed to be. So remember that. I'll try to remember that as well. All right. Take care. Bye.
In fact, it is ultimately why the world itself is depressing. The Holy Spirit's curriculum is never depressing because it is a curriculum of joy. Whenever the reaction to learning is depression, it is because the true goal of the curriculum has been lost sight of.